This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So today I want to answer a question that I get quite often. And this question is built off a concept that many of us have grown up learning. Right? Many of us have grown up with this idea that in life, after hardship, there is always ease. And you may have heard this before. After hardship, there is always ease. Now, the question that I get very often is, that's not the case for many people. Many people go through life experiencing hardship upon hardship upon hardship. They don't have ease. They just have problem after problem for their entire life. And for many people, the problems they have, there is no way for them to get ease in this world. Right? If someone is in prison for life, if someone has a chronic illness, if someone has suffered major trauma that affects them for life, they may not be able to understand this. How does there be ease after hardship? Now, what I want to address is this concept itself. Is it the correct understanding in Islam? And how do we understand the verse related to it? So, of course, people build this concept of Surah Al-Nashr, the famous verses in Surah Al-Nashr, فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا, that with difficulty there is ease, there is, with difficulty there is ease. A very famous verse, it's become a proverb that we all say during difficult times. And some have taken this verse to understand that life goes through ups and downs. That there are times of ease, and it is a time of difficulty, and it is time of ease again. But, as I said, it's not always the case. And even historically, when we look in the Quran, when we look in Islamic history, it has not always been the case that with hardship there came ease. So, for example, when you look in the Quran, we have the famous story in Surah Al-Buruj of the people of the ditch. And to summarize the story, there was a king, a tyrant king, who wanted people to worship him. And the people of the city believed in Allah and refused to worship the king. So he built a ditch full of fire and he threw them in it, and they all were massacred, right? They all were killed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in the Quran. So this is clearly a story where there was hardship but no ease. Likewise, the wife of the Pharaoh, that she suffered at his hands. She was abused by him, she was tortured by him, and she died through the torture. No ease in this dunya. We see this also with the Sahaba. So, for example, we have the famous story of the family of Yasir, the first martyrs, Sumayya and her husband Yasir, that they were tortured by Abu Jahl for accepting Islam. And ease never came. No ease came to their life. They were just torture upon torture until they left this world. And again, we have the story of Mus'ab ibn Umair, who after converting to Islam, he lost his wealth. He was boycotted by his family. He had to leave Makkah. He had to move to Medina. And then he was martyred in the Battle of Uhud. And his story specifically, you find that the other Sahaba, they really felt it, that he didn't experience ease in this world. Because you see the other Sahaba, even 20 or 30 years later, after they have attained victory and they are ruling these huge kingdoms, they look back and you find statements of them saying, if only Mus'ab ibn Umair could have seen this, if only he could have experienced this, that they felt bad that they were experiencing the ease of this dunya, but their friend never got to do so. So it's clear that hardship isn't always followed by ease in this world, right? So then how do we understand this verse? How do we understand this concept? I want to give you three ways to understand this verse. Three ways to understand this verse that help to resolve between these two things. To help me to resolve between the idea that with hardship there is ease, and the idea that some people don't ever experience ease at any point in their life. Number one, what the Quran mentions are the general rules. And for every rule, there is always exceptions. So the general rule is that the majority of humanity will go through stages of ease and stages of hardship, with ease making up the most of their life and the hardships coming in stages. So for example, throughout the year, there may have been four or five really difficult events you dealt with, but the average day was average. The average day was decent, it was good, it was easy, right? So the ease was more than the difficulty, although we tend to remember the difficult. This is the norm. Now there is a principle in the Islamic studies that for every rule, there is an exception. So what would be the exception to the rule of life going through stages of the ease and difficulty? There will be two exceptions on two opposite extremes. One exception, a small portion of humanity will experience a life of ease without any difficulties. Right? A small portion of humanity will experience a life of ease without any difficulties, and a portion of humanity will experience a life of difficulty without any ease. Now, you may ask, where is the fairness in that? The fairness in that is that every human being's trial is unique to their capabilities. So certain people are tested only with ease because they would not be able to handle difficulty. And certain people are tested only with difficulty because that is their path to Jannah. And we know the famous hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there will be some people who lived a life of luxury and nothing bad happened to them in this world, and they would be dipped into Jahannam for a few seconds and they would forget every good that they have experienced in this world. And likewise, there'll be people who lived a life of bala, a life of test, a life of difficulty, and they'll be dipped into Jannah for a few seconds and they would completely forget every trial of this dunya. So this clearly shows us that there are these two sides which can happen. So yes, you may find that some people, maybe even yourself, may Allah make things easy for you, go through a life where there is difficulty but no ease. This is the exception, not the rule. The norm is most people's lives go through ups and downs. The second way to look at this verse, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا, that with difficulty there is ease, is to link it back to the surah before that, right? So Surah Alam Nashra comes after Surah Ad-Duha, and these two surahs are linked. They come together because they actually flow together, they were revealed together, and some of the early scholars even consider them to be almost like one surah. And so you read them together and do the tafsir together, you get to understand the message deeper. So when you look at Surah Ad-Duha, we have clearly mentioned in that surah that the akhirah is better for you than what has passed, right? The akhirah is better for you than what has past. And akhirah can mean the future, or it can mean the actual akhirah, the year after. So we can take both the same meanings and apply it to after difficulty comes ease. It could be in this world or in the next. In this world or in the next. And what we find in all the stories I mentioned earlier, there was no ease in this world, but there is eternal ease in the next world. So for example, going back to Surah Buruj, the story of the people who were thrown in the fire and massacred, difficulty, seems like there's no ease, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the story by saying that those who believed and did righteous deeds will be in gardens beneath which rivers flow. And he said that that is Fawzul Kabir, that is the greatest victory. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that yes, they went through this in the dunya, but in the akhirah they have the greatest victory, which is Jannah. Likewise, the story of the wife of Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that she was from those who attained high level in Jannah, a home near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. So after her difficulty came ease, not in this world, but in the afterlife. And likewise, in the story of Sumayya and Yasir, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was heartbroken to see them in the state, and he was unable to assist them. So all he could do was give them these words of hope. He told them, be patient, O family of Yasir, because your destination is Jannah. Be patient, O family of Yasir, because your destination is Jannah. Meaning, for that family, the ease was not going to come in this world, but it will come for eternity in the next world. And so this is the second interpretation of this verse, that for some people, they have their hardship in this world and their ease in the next world. The third interpretation is that the ma'a over here means at the same time, that while you are experiencing difficulty, you are also experiencing some forms of ease as well. Meaning while some things are going wrong in your life, other things are going right. And you have to focus on what is going right, don't focus on what is going wrong. And again, this links up to the tafsir of the surah before it, Surah Ad-Duha. Because in Surah Ad-Duha, and by the way, I do have another much more detailed video on Surah Ad-Duha on my channel. Just scroll down to find it. But in Surah Ad-Duha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing these surahs at a time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going through some sadness, right? And he's going through some anxiety about the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to focus on what is right. He tells him that did we not find you an orphan and we gave you a family, and we found you without wealth and we gave you wealth. So Allah is telling him to remember the good and to focus on the blessings. And so the same thing in the next surah's message, that yes, you are going through difficulty, but with that difficulty there is ease as well. And this is the case for most of us. Most of us, while we are dealing with difficulties in this dunya, Allah gives us ease in other ways. So you may be dealing with an illness, but Allah has blessed you with a good family. Or you may be dealing with family problems, so Allah has blessed you with good health. Or maybe you are dealing with health issues and Allah has blessed you with wealth. For most of us, there is something in our life that we can focus on as an ease that is sent to help us to cope with the difficulty, right? It's not the case for everyone, but for most people. So finally, I want us to remember, when it comes to these kind of verses, we must understand that these are general rules. And for every rule, there is an exception. So remember three things when you find situations that seem to fall outside the scope of this verse. Number one, that for every rule, there is an exception, right? Number two, for some people, that this life is their difficulty and the afterlife is their ease. And number three, remember that while you are going through difficulty, you may be going through ease in other aspects of your life, and you need to focus on that to maintain your state of worship and your state of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I end with a little bit of advice for anyone who is going through difficulties that don't seem to end. And it really breaks my heart whenever I meet people whose life just seems to be trial upon trial upon trial. But for many of them, they're the people with the strongest iman. And my message to them is simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you for this test because you are the kind of person who has the iman to get through this test. And if you go through this test with strong iman and with sabr and with firm faith and tawakkul in Allah, then inshallah, after this difficulty will come the ease of Jannah. And once you experience the ease of Jannah, you'd have forgotten everything that happened in dunya. And that is the greatest victory. So I ask Allah to remove the difficulties from all our lives, to make things easy for all of us, to grant us sabr when things are difficult, to grant us shukr when things are easy, and to grant us the correct understanding of the Quran. Say Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.